It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. This Sunday afternoon, the Fine Arts Quartet, the resident string quartet of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, will continue its 2014 and 15 season. Along with a performance of a Mozart piece, the concert features an unusual work for two pianos and a quartet.
We'll hear the final movement of that Mozart quartet at the end of our interview, but now the members of the ensemble, violinists Ralph Evans and Efim Boyko, violist Juan Miguel Hernandez, and cellist Robert Cohen join me in the studio to talk about that other unusual work. Gentlemen, let me welcome you, most of you, back. And Juan Miguel, for the first time, welcome to Lake Effect. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
This is the first concert coming up for 2015, right? Here.
Yes.
We're going to hear some Mozart in a little bit that is sort of a teaser for this concert. But how did this one come together? What was the idea behind this program?
Well, I think we play some interesting programs along the way, but this one is really quite unusual. We found out that there was a marvelous dual piano team that was touring in Wisconsin. And sometimes we play concerts by ourselves. Sometimes we invite a guest, and the guest is often a pianist or a violist or cellist, because there are many great works written for those combinations. But for a dual piano, we thought, since they're in our neighborhood, maybe to invite them to play with us. But the challenge was to find a piece for two pianos and quartet. We've been in the music business a long time, and I don't think we had ever heard of a piece written for that combination. So a lot of research was done, and we came up basically with nothing. There may be a couple pieces, one of them not so good. The piece that we're going to be performing, written by Dussek for two pianos and string quartet, is really off the beaten track. And Dussek is not that well-known a composer. But it turns out that he wrote a concerto for two pianos that had its premiere with string quartet. And it was just accidental that we found this piece. And it's really a fascinating story. At that time, his patron was Royal Highness Louis Ferdinand of Prussia, who was an amateur pianist, actually a very fine one. And Dussek wrote this concerto for him and maybe for the two of them to perform. So it has its world premiere in 1806. And the next day, the Royal Highness died in battle against Napoleon's armies.
But literally the next day?
The next day.
Wow.
And this piece subsequently was, the composer arranged it for orchestra, which is a normal thing for a concerto for two pianos, or one piano for that matter. It's usually played with orchestra. So the challenge was to see if there was any way we could find that original version that were the world premiere given for string quartet. I thought it was a hopeless task, but it was a miracle that the Biblioteca Nacional in Madrid had the original parts in manuscript form. So we were able to get a hold of them, and even though there was one part was missing, using other sources, we were able to put it all together. And so our performance of this piece on Sunday will be probably the first performance, I'm guessing the first performance since 1805, of the version with string quartet.
Obviously, it's a very, very interesting composer, but it's really not very much played music, you know, especially in the string world. But it's an interesting story. When I came home and I said, what is this, you know, to my wife? She's a teacher of piano. And I said, you know, do you know this composer, Dussek? And she said, this is very known composer for the kids, you know. He composed, I don't know, 100 little pieces for the students. Interesting enough, you know. And she said, oh, we are working with Dussek all the time. I was completely shocked, you know, because we are talking in the quartet. We don't know. Who is this Dussek, you know? And then suddenly I'm coming home, you know, and I have this story. It's interesting.
And you actually had Dussek in, like, an addition form on the piano or something because your wife was using it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah. So what I'm saying, you know, just for her, it's just a normal composer, you know. Just for the kids, you know, the piano, a lot of piano pieces he wrote. But you know, interesting enough, you know, after my whole career, you know, I played so many pieces in the orchestra, I never heard such a composer. You know,
how do you like the piece?
It's really beautiful. It has kind of the Mozart side, it has Mendelssohn side to it. It's very lyrical. It's quite a deep work. And it's a very grand work, which the title suggests.
But actually, grand symphony, it's called.
It's actually a very grand piece. And of course, the scale of two pianos brings that. But I mean, in terms of the kind of impact of the music, one feels the depth and the size of it.
I'm fascinated because I have never heard of Dussek. And in 1805, there's be some Beethoven influence in there too. And so you're right on that cusp of getting into the true romantic or the early romantic periods.
Well, he's considered maybe the first romantic because there's some elements of Chopin in there harmonically that you can hear. He's a bridge between the classical and the romantic. He deserves more credit.
But what's nice is that we're playing this Mozart quartet, which is also, in a sense, on the cusp. It's at a point in Mozart's development where he's throwing really dramatic new ideas out. And it sounds at times like Beethoven. And there are dissonances in this quartet, which you will rarely hear in Mozart. And certainly you wouldn't expect to hear that kind of tension in his music. I mean, he's really pushing the boundaries, like a great composer should, and he was certainly, you know, of course, one of the most extraordinary ever. But in this quartet, it does push the boundaries, and I think that fits into this program with the Dussek very well.
It almost sounds like modern music, this Mozart. It's amazing. It's one of his most intellectual and interesting harmonically and chromatically of all his
and
quartets.
Technically,
very difficult.
Very difficult?
Yeah, more than we're used to on other pieces, yeah.
I mean, one of the things that I think of with Mozart is that he sounds simple, but he isn't to play. You know, if he's played well, it sounds like anybody could pick up an instrument and do it, but of course that's not true. Is this even more difficult than that stereotype of Mozart?
I would say so, yeah, definitely. At all levels, I'm finding it, like, it's more complex to understand on the get-go. You know, it's taking me some more studying than usual to really get the complexity of what this work has to offer, which is a beautiful challenge. I love it. I love it that way.
Is this a later piece for him?
It's not probably considered late period, but middle to late. And I think it should be said that some pieces Mozart wrote more with the audience in mind. And in fact, when he wrote some of his piano concertos, he wrote to his father that he felt that he was very successful because the themes were fairly simple and he felt the audience would like them, yet the way they were crafted, there was enough there for the connoisseur as well because of the intricate harmonies and themes and so on. So, but I think this quartet probably lesser so in terms of audience appeal. It's an absolute masterpiece, and it was Beethoven's favorite Mozart quartet. In fact, he patterned his Opus 18, number 5, A major quartet after this. It's the composer's quartet.
Having heard you warm up here, and we're going to hear it, the last movement of this in just a moment, but I can hear why Beethoven would have liked it. Because if you didn't know it was Mozart, you might be forgiven for thinking that you're hearing a Beethoven quartet. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just hearing that movement.
Because he's so dramatic in a very powerful way. You know, there's these big interruptions of things which are really Beethoven-esque, really. So you're quite right. You could really mistake it in that sense.
There's an angularity to it that I think Mozart, we tend to think of it being much more in that classical box, and there's a particular way it sounds. And it's not that there aren't exciting, interesting things chromatically happening, but I've always thought of Beethoven as being sort of more in this angle, and that passion, and all of that comes out within the structure of the quartet.
And in other movements that we're not going to play on the show today, but you know, you hear that sublime Mozart, that kind of heartbreaking purity and ache, yes.
So Juan Miguel, how has it been being here and being part of the quartet?
Oh, this has been an incredible adventure of growth for me. When I started two years ago, at first I was, you know, I was subbing, and wow, I had so much music to learn quickly, which had never happened to me. Like, that amount of work I had to do, you know, the fine arts, they can pull anything out of their pockets they played, you know, in the past 30 years of membership here. So, like, I had a lot of music to learn, and at first it was a bit freaky, but once that first hurdle was passed, it was just goodness to be in their company. These musicians have so much experience, so much musicianship. And yeah, I'm really happy to now officially be part of the Fine Arts Quartet and playing the repertoire that they enjoy playing and value the same musical approach. I'm definitely learning from them, but it also is the kind of approach that agrees with me. So yeah, in so many ways, it's a really beautiful, beautiful adventure that I'm living right now with
a
the Fine Arts Quartet.
Fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, the last time I had all four of you together, Robert was the new person. So you're no longer the new kid on the block.
Nice, isn't it?
Well, we both are, kind of, you could say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, for him, he's younger than me, quite a lot younger than me. So,
well, we're
for
on
me,
radio, it's... nobody will know.
I find it distressing to be the old kid on the block. You know, when I first came into the quartet 32 years ago, I was the youngest, you know, so now I
took that spot.
Yeah, so it's, sorry. I've worked my way up the ladder to seniority. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Awesome. I do like being the youngest.
Do you get to tease them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
It goes both ways, too.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure they put you through your paces.
There's three brains to get back at me when I tease them, you know, so I get it.
Well, and that that keeps the music fresh. I mean, one of the things that is so great to hear with you guys is how much fun you're having playing the music. That comes across to me as a listener, and just that kind of, you know, humor and approach to it is just, it's such a lovely thing because an audience picks up on that.
Mm.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to hear the little bit of Mozart to kind of as a teaser for the concert on Sunday. Ralph, would you talk a little bit about the movement before we get into it? And I also want to thank you all for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Well, I think in some ways we picked the least obvious movement to play over the radio because it's probably the most sophisticated of that quartet, which is already very sophisticated. It's very chromatic, shockingly so for that time. Mozart was so far ahead of his contemporaries, and he just weaves these chromatic themes in and out in a very contrapuntal manner, which is fascinating. It's just a work of genius. It's so clever, and how it all fits together. I still can't get over it. I've played it so many times in my life. I still can't get over it.
Just still new things to find in it.
It's new things to find. Just a great, great genius composer. What else to say?
So this is the Allegro non troppo from the string quartet in A major, Kirchhoff 464 of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It's the Fine Arts String Quartet in Lake Effect Studio C1.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The members of the Fine Arts String Quartet are Ralph Evans and Efim Boyko, violins, Juan Miguel Hernandez, viola, and Robert Cohen, cello. John Strelecki engineered their in-studio performance of the last movement of Mozart's String Quartet in A major.
The quartet's first Milwaukee concert of 2015 is this Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Helen Bader Concert Hall on the UWM campus. There is more information at wuwm.com. That is all the time we have for this edition of the show. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend. We're there on Sunday as well. And, of course, back here again at 10 on Monday morning for more of Lake Effect.
It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Keep listening right now. It's 11 o'clock. Fresh Air is next.